of his death. Rabbi Yitzchak Elchanan came to Kovna as its rabbi in 1864. So he served here from 1864 until his death in 1896. He was the Gadol Hador of his dor. He was certainly the Meshiv of the dor. What he's most famous for are his Shailos and Shuvos. And he wrote many volumes of Shailos and Shuvos and under different names, but one of the famous names is Ein Yitzchak. And he was the Posek Hador of his generation. He's a great decisor. And he particularly took interest in the problem of Agunos. And if I'm not mistaken, he wrote 158 shuvos on Agunos, 158 shuvos on Agunos. And in 153 cases out of 158, he was matir the Agun. It's a pretty good record.
Yeah, it's pretty good track record.
One doesn't have to say much more about Rabbi Yitzchak Elchanan. One story, and that's all we have time for about Rabbi Yitzchak Elchanan. Some reason this, I like this story. So, Rabbi Yitzchak Elchanan went with a gabbai here in Kovna to raise money from a wealthy Jew for a certain purpose. Someone needed help, and so Rabbi Yitzchak Elchanan went to visit a wealthy Jew. Maybe it was one of the descendants of what was. Nash, what was his name? Nash? Neviaz, and maybe he went to Neviaz. Well, who built the hospital that we saw before. Anyway, no, probably not. Listen. He asked him, the Gevir that was being asked for money said, ashamed about Stucker? Is this for Stucker? Of course. The Mizelchanan said yes. Litzorche Tzibur? Is this money going to go for a public purpose? Lo, said the Yisrael Chanan, the Tzorech Yochid, a private individual, needs some help. Me who? Who needs help? Ein onu yecholim legalos. The Yisrael Chanan said, I can't reveal who needs this help. Adam Poshev, who, it's a important man, a man of station, Sheyorad Minachosah, who unfortunately fell on difficult times, needs help. Yoshi, the wealthy man, thought to himself for a moment, and he said, Rabbi, Hareni no saint, Esrin Chamisha Ruble. I'm willing to give 25 rubles for this purpose, but I must know who needs the money. And Yitzchak Elchanan looked at him and he said, 25 rubles is a significant sum of money. But he immediately followed that by saying, Ein ani yochel legalos. I can't reveal who needs this money. This Gvir turned again to Rabbi Yitzchak Elchanan and he said, Rabbi, Hareni no saint, Chamisha. I'll give 50 rubles, but I need to know who needs the money. Of course, Rabbi Yitzchak Elchanan said no. Rabbi Yomar Oshi, Arini Nosei, Meya Ruble. It's up to 100 now, but I need to know who needs this money. So finally, this wealthy man turned to Rabbi Yitzchak Elchanan. Of course, Rabbi Yitzchak Elchanan said no. He turned to Rabbi Yitzchak Elchanan and said, Rabbi. I promise not to reveal any time in my lifetime who this person was, but I just need to know his name, and I'll give you 200 rubles. Rabbi Yitzchak Elchanan said no. Finally, this time, Rabbi Yitzchak Elchanan said, Afim titeim li es kol hon beischot l'hagalot. I don't care what amount of rubles you're going to give me. I will not reveal who needs this money. And when the wealthy man heard this, he then asked Rabbi Yitzchak Elchanan, Rabbi Yitzchak Elchanan, could I see you privately for a minute? And he asked, he wanted the other Jew not to be present. And he took Rabbi Yitzchak Elchanan into his private office. And he began to cry and he said, Rabbi, I lost all my money. I no longer have any money. I was afraid to come to you for help because I was afraid you might tell somebody else about my problem. But I learned now that you will never reveal the name of the people you helped. Rabbi, help me.
Slobodka on the territory of the former ghetto. The ghetto in Slobodka was one of the three ghettos on the territory of Lithuania. The Kovno ghetto, the Vilno ghetto, and the Shavler ghetto. This is the place where the former ghetto gate was. On my